We have our next guest here.
That's right. You can pack it in with the mentions as well. Shoehorning the word next in. Don't think I didn't notice.
Free catalogue out now.
Yeah.
No. In the live lounge.
Who is our next guest? Well, I'm not going to tell you who our man E is. Our man is... That doesn't really work.
That's really well.
Our man is...
He's a top man, isn't he?
Another one. Yep. Burton's. I'm got the hang of it. Sorry.
It might actually be a top woman because I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right, yes,
yeah. We all know.
Do we all know who the next guest is?
I think so.
Should we just say who the guest is?
Yeah.
Our guest coming in this morning was meant to be a surprise, but as they sent me a Twitter message yesterday saying...
And this morning.
Saying...
And this morning was...
I'm blumming, coming on your blumming show... Blumming tomorrow, blumming half eight.
Yeah.
Make sure I have some blumming good coffee and not that blumming horrible blumming crap that you blumming give me last time. Blumming. And I'm like, is it Sir James? And he goes, no. And he also sent me a message saying, I might blumming give you a lift in my blumming plane on blumming Saturday.
Ooh.
To which I replied, is it the sexy plane or the scary plane? Yeah. But he didn't reply. Because he's got one plane.
He's got a two-seater twin prop, hasn't he? Then he's got an amazing
Dominic.
Jet.
Right, Lord Sugar, very nice man.
Very nice man.
Says, I will bring you up in my plane.
Yeah.
Right, as soon as he knows he's got two. As soon as he knows there's one I don't want to go in, that's the only one he offers. This plane has its own parachute.
That's a good thing.
No.
It is, because if it all goes wrong, you will just, float down to the earth rather than crashing into a mountain.
But it won't go wrong.
But I know what he's been like about this. Blummin', you and me in a blummin' plane. Here, watch this. Blummin' loop, the blummin' loops.
He won't do loop the loops.
Blumming upside down flying.
He won't do that.
Can you imagine? I now have an image of Lord Sugar flying upside down with you screaming.
He's got a very beautiful private jet. It's very expensive. He's worked very hard for it. He deserves it, right? I'm saying to him, you take the private jet, we fly to,
Monaco.
Monte Carlo or whatever, and I will buy lunch. Deal. And then we fly back.
Mm.
He goes, no, let's blumming go round and round in the blumming smaller one with the parachute.
Although
you'd be
cheaper paying the fuel than buying lunch in Monaco.
I don't think there'd be much in it, to be honest. Although he did say he's got a microwave on the plane, so we could just have pot noodles
be
done with it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Anyway.
On the tarmac.
Lord Sugar, the one and only Lord Sugar on our show for the final time in about a few minutes.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I might see if I can get a job. No, seriously, I might ask him if there's anything.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, do you know what I will do? I could DJ his company Christmas party. Oh, hang on, what am I talking about? He won't have a Christmas party for the staff, will he? Blimmin' how much? Blimmin' don't think so. Party? Yeah, here's your party. Not having that. Is he laughing?
No.
In that case, he's ready for the show, then. He's mentally prepared.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
We can do the news now. News, sport and weather. We'll do a little retro package of more of our best bits. We'll play two songs, then Mr. Lord Sugar will be in and we will have a chat with him. Meanwhile, Dominic with the news at 8:31.
Newsbeat.
Anime news this morning.
All right, it's time to bring in the one and only Lord Alan Sugar. And here he is. The Kaiser of business, the powerhouse of money, the best Sid James lookalike in the business. And here he is. Now,
Lord Sugar's already seen the screensaver we prepared for.
Now, Dominic did that, Lord Sugar.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Piers Morgan.
First thing in the morning to see such a horrible beast.
Is there any good time to see that?
How are you, Gov?
I am very well, Lord.
You're looking very... Even every time I come here, you're losing more and more weight. So, svelte, whatever the word is. Like.
Svelte, yeah. Do you know what I've done? I put a jacket on for you.
Very nice.
Because I knew you'd be in your suit for your day of business, so I put a jacket on.
Yeah,
in respect...
Never mind about... I mean, the jackets, it'll come back into fashion one day. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
Thanks.
Why have you got this new look? You know, is it because you're preparing for your new career and future? Because it's a bit of a...
Here we go.
We're not sure where you're going after all of this.
That's right.
I mean, I believe I'm honoured as a guest in what is... This is the seventh or the
last seven shows.
It's our self-tribute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you drunk? What's wrong with you this morning?
Why seventh? Why not the last one?
That's next week.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And you're
so you reckon I'm at the seventh,
you don't
most interesting
Listen,
person.
I know you don't like work Fridays. You don't work Fridays. You fly off to Saint-Tropez or something, cycle round a bit, and fly back again.
I mean, it could be taken as a bit of an insult, really.
It could be.
I'm on the 7th. Yeah. And, you know,
please.
Mind you.
Yes.
I have been given the name Jonah. I mean, I remember when Adrian Charles, the very last show he did on The One Show, he called me along because I was one of the first people he ever had on there.
Right.
And, you know, I welcomed him and I said, well, good luck. And you saw what happened there, didn't you?
Right. Well, you know, well, I've got things lined up. I've got a few things. Listen. I'm trying to be grown up and mature in your eyes.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going. I'm going to do a musical.
What?
You know? Do you know about this or not know about this?
No, I don't know anything about this.
I am doing Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's another Lord like you, or a different type of Lord.
Yes.
He asked me.
What do you mean, different type of Lord?
Well, he's just different, isn't he? You've got yours for like business.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he got his for making songs and whatnot.
Right. Okay.
So. He asked me to be in Jesus Christ Superstar, and that's what I'm going off to do.
Really?
Yes. This is not a joke.
Are you having me on?
No.
Having a laugh?
I'm playing King Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar.
What are you going to do? Sing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean by that? I've got a beautiful voice.
Really?
No. That was me there.
Dear, not dear. I used to. I'm deadly serious.
100%.
No.
Deadly serious.
This is a bit of fun. You're doing it for a bit of fun.
Well, it will be fun, but yeah, I'm going into the.
I mean, why don't you be open and honest with me? You know, imagine you're sitting in my boardroom.
Yes, sir.
Why are you leaving this? Why are you leaving? That's what I'd really like to know.
It's time. It's time to move on.
I see. Is it one of those? In disagreements you had with the board.
Irreparable.
Whatever it is.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that you had with the board or something.
Listen,
irreconcilable things you've had with the board.
We've been fighting with the BBC for 15 years, so that's kind of just part of the day-to-day routine.
It's got nothing to do with Mark Thompson leaving also, is it? You're not both of you actually making a stance against something, are you?
Mark and I are opening...
Brothers in arms.
Mr. Thompson and I are opening our own burger restaurant. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Called BB Burgers.
Right, okay.
It's going to be brilliant. Britain's Burger Company, BBC.
I mean, just for the avoidance of doubt, you didn't get the sack then?
No.
No, all right, okay. I mean, I'd just like to bring, you know, quite right. You know,
but listen, But speaking of which, I do the musical, then I've got an album coming out, and then I think I might do a little tour myself, and then...
Where are you going to go touring?
Well, we got around the UK.
We can use my plane, my little plane. I could fly you around.
Not the little plane.
Why not? When around the UK, that's perfect. You can land in small regional airfields, get out, do your gig, get back, and all that
stuff. Lord Sugar's right. Avoids all the traffic, all
absolutely.
That hassle.
Absolutely. I mean, I did it the other day. I went with Nick and Karen. I went up to Manchester. We had to go there.
But that was only a two-seater.
It's four-seater, actually.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you get in the plane. You get in the plane. Well, go there. Get land. Get down. No problem at all.
Yeah, but I bet they were papping it.
We did have a little bit of turbulence.
Oh, no. See, that's... See, no. Even the thought of it makes me feel sick.
No.
But listen, what could I do? Seriously now, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Here I am.
Yeah.
Come on, wake up.
What? Horrible jacket.
It's not a horrible jacket.
But go on, carry on.
It's a lovely jacket.
Yeah.
Is there something I could do in your company? Could you see a... I haven't even finished the sound.
No.
You don't see a role for me at all?
Yeah. No. Not really.
You should be more direct in your responses, Lord Sugar.
Well, can you... Well, as it happens...
I'm creative.
Can you clean cars?
Is the money good?
Well, it could be. I mean, we've got a lot of executives there that need their cars cleaned.
I'd clean cars, but I want minimum six figures.
Right, okay. Well, no, not really. what else can we find for you? You thrust this upon me. Really.
I'm very... right.
Carry on talking,
Lord
and
Sugar.
I'll think about a job for you. Go
I'm
on,
very
carry.
Creative. Yeah. I have a lot of skills.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to
will
business...
you give me 110%? That's what I want to know.
No, sir.
Because all of the apprentices give me 110%.
Listen.
And I'm not going to accept anything less than 110.
Listen.
It could be 120%.
I think it's appalling that they only give 110%. Right. And let me tell you, Lord Sugar, if you give me a chance,
yeah.
there is no cap There is no limit on the percentage that I will give you.
Okay.
I will give you so much percentage it'll be coming out your eyeballs. That sounds wrong, but you know what I mean.
You've dreamt about this all your life, right?
Listen, business is my passion.
It's your passion. Right?
Yeah.
Your only real fault is the fact that you're a perfectionist, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. You know, when I was younger, I had Action Men, but I built my own boardroom table and I put them in suits.
Really?
And that was my dream, that one day I would work for you, Lord Sugar.
All right, okay. Well, go and plead then.
If you give me a chance, I will show to you.
Heard that one. Go on. Next.
Okay. If you, I grew up with nothing.
Oh, here we go.
Right.
Hold on. Give us the violin. Give me the violin.
I grew up with
up the greasy pole.
I don't know.
That's
maybe
a flute,
later,
isn't it?
Listen.
Okay, sorry.
I came from Leeds.
I said a violin.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but
it's
a
flute.
Yeah, but this will do.
All right.
I grew up with nothing.
Oh.
One day, and this is a true story. I saw a Rainbow magazine, you know, the TV show Rainbow with Bungle and Zippy and George. And there was a magazine in the shop, and I wanted it. And my mum said no.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't afford it. Do you know how much it was? 50p.
Cool.
We couldn't afford it. My dad gave me money to go to the ice cream van once, and I bought a Cornetto for £1. And he didn't get any change from the pound note. And pound coin, rather. Pound notes were way gone, obviously. I'm already young.
Yeah.
And he told me off because it was too much money to spend. And I worked hard, Lord Sugar, to get out of that place, to get to where I am today.
Give us a tissue, will you, please?
Right, well, you're not that excited. And I said, to get where I am and be, arguably, the greatest number two broadcaster in this country, and here I am today.
Yeah. Mm.
And I could bring all those skills to work for your company. And do you know what company that's going to be? AMS FM, a brand new radio station owned by you, run by me, AMS FM.
Right, okay.
Yep, broadcasting to the whole of Chichester 6 days a week for 12 to 18 hours a day, just depending on what the budget is.
What, we're going to sell ice cream?
No, it's going to be a radio station.
Oh, I missed the point then, so I was talking about focusing on the ice cream cone at the moment.
AMS Ices.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How about that?
Mm. Yeah, no, we've done that one.
Right. You done an ice cream van?
Oh, dear. Listen.
Right.
Get on with your bleeding Jesus Christ thing, will you? Honestly. You've got no chance, son. No chance. I've got no spaces.
Would you and Mrs. Sugar like to come and see the show as my guests? Do you like a musical?
No.
Right. Brilliant.
But I'll come suff and sit.
Mrs. Sugar would love it.
She likes the musical. Yeah. Lady Sugar, yeah, she does. She likes
Lady Sugar.
Yeah. She likes the musical, yeah.
She'll love the show.
Is there a bar there?
Yes, sir, there will be a bar.
So she can sit and watch the show.
You can have a long interval.
You can sit in
a long interval, yeah. All right, okay. Right, what else do you want to talk about? Come in.
Well, how is business? How is business? Business good?
I don't know. I just got back. I've been in France for about three, four weeks cycling along in France. And I've invented a new device for my bike. It's the French Blaster.
Oh, hello.
Oh, yes. What happens is the French are very good. They've got these nice cycle paths. Excellent. Mm. Now, the trouble is they've got a cycle path and they've got pavement, right?
Yes.
And the French tourists walk in the cycle path. They don't walk in the pavement.
Right.
And as I come up behind them, I've got this new thing, which is a blaster. It's a siren, right?
Yeah.
I press the button like that, and they jump.
Right.
And then they curse me in French.
Got you.
And I respond to them with a French accent, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, get out of the way.
Now, you're a keen cyclist.
Yeah.
You keep yourself very fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave has recently purchased a bike.
Right, okay.
And I love it.
Now, what are the tips to, you know, to being a good cyclist, to
staying alive, first of all.
Yeah. Look after yourself.
Wear a helmet.
Yeah,
Got your helmet.
Got my helmet.
Don't ever ride without a helmet, even if you're going around the corner.
Yep.
Even if you're just popping around the corner, wear a helmet and assume that every single car on the road is going to kill you.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And when you're going around a bend, assume there's a great big lorry coming around the corner also. Never park, never drive, never ride down the inside lane with a lorry at the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't see you.
Can't see you, Dave.
You've just got to assume you're going to get killed every minute.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody, can you?
That sounds so much fun.
It's brilliant.
No, but it is. You've got, it's called, it's what we call in flying circles, situation awareness.
Oh.
Yeah, situation awareness.
Situation awareness.
And when you're singing on that stage, you know, in that Jesus Christ Superstar thing, you hear, feel the elastic go in your pants.
Can you be aware of that situation?
You'll be aware that that doesn't happen because your trousers could drop down, you know what I mean?
And everyone will be aware of your situation.
Yeah, they would, yeah. Very aware. Mm.
So that's it. What else on the bike in front? Yeah, that's it. Right, next, move along.
What is exciting you, Lord Sugar, in business at the moment? Is there anything that either you're involved with or you're seeing? What is exciting? Getting you giddy?
Did you hear about this UView thing that we did? This is a new television system. This is the one where you get a new set-top box, and it's a company that is made up of the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5, BT, TalkTalk, Arqiva. They're all the shareholders in it.
Right.
Non-profit-making company.
Right.
And we've just brought out a box, which is like a Freeview box, HD Freeview box, with a difference. Oh. And that is, you plug the internet into it. So you know when you get those EPGs, that electronic program right on the screen, and you go forward 7 days?
Yeah.
Well, on this, you go back 7 days also.
Oh.
So if we've missed, you know, a show, like on last Tuesday, you just go use the remote control, go back, press it, and it plays
out.
That's a good
idea. So it's like the iPlayer straight to your TV.
Exactly. But it's also packaged up nicely on the electronic program guide.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you don't have to go out and fight through 6 or 7 different menus. So that's just been done. So that was an interesting thing.
And you involved in that?
Well, I was brought in as the chairman just to make sure it got to the market, and it did, of course.
How did they get you? Hang on a second.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Did you not know at this point that it was a non-profit organisation?
No, exactly. That was one of the things they said to me. What happened was, it's because of my love of technology. Mr. Desmond, who is Channel 5 boss.
Tutu.
Not him.
Not Desmond Tutu.
Different one.
Mr. Desmond, who was wearing the Dallas hat the other day.
Right.
Did you see that thing last night? And he knew of my background, and he was a shareholder in this organisation, so he said, get in there and try and help to sort it out, which is quite a challenge, and that was it. It's a non-profit thing. I didn't do it for money, but you know, it was a challenge to get a bit of technology into the market. So it's done.
Well, if you like a technology challenge, and you know that you're not
AMS FM, you say,
and you know you're not going to make any
Cornettos.
Money out of it, or AMS Radio,
AMS Radio, and Cornettos, and what else with the little magazine? Or did I miss
Rainbow
the
Magazine?
Forget that.
Forget that. That was a side issue.
Why don't we start a radio station?
Could do, really. We're on a boat out in the English Channel.
Legal. Or
Moilsy.
Moils on the sugar ship.
Moils. Radio Moils.
Do you have like a big house somewhere in another hot country? We could put the studio there. So it's away from you.
We could do, in Iran.
It is, yeah. It's very hot. You'll be sweating every day.
Especially near the nuclear reactors.
Yeah.
Very
come
hot
back
indeed.
With a crack in town.
Yeah.
That's a no, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know what? You'd be a hit in Israel.
Okay.
You know why? With that name Moyles.
Well, yeah.
You know what a moil is, don't you?
You've
been told what a moil is, isn't it? You've been told what a moil. Have you told your listeners what a moil is?
No, let them
look it up. Yeah. Okay, all right. It's a very, very
plenty
important
of tips.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very important position to be a moil.
Well, it could be.
You'd need a steady hand.
You certainly do. You certainly do.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Google it. And you'll be amazed if you've never known.
Yeah. You look like one of the blokes that does it, though.
Thank you. Listen, thank you for coming in.
Okay, mate. Well,
and
listen,
I hope we keep in touch, by the way.
Well, certainly, it depends where you're going to turn up. You know, I think this feeling you have a devilish plot going on behind the scenes. I don't think you're just casually going to leave here. I think someone as astute and clever as you, you've got something more than Jesus Christ lined up, and you just don't want to tell me. Even as your best mate, your seventh, you know, from the end of your programme, you know, I'm still annoyed about not being on the last.
Listen, it's going to be great when you do the next series of The Apprentice and you walk into the boardroom to meet everybody and you're not really looking, you're looking down and you go, morning everybody, and you just hear, good morning Lord Sugar, and then you just hear one voice in the background go, good morning Lord Sugar, and you look up and here I am waving, hiya! I'm on The Apprentice! Woohoo! Let's go! I want to be project manager. PM! Woo! boo, 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 boo. Yeah, you'll love it.
Wear a different jacket.
Oh, for God's sake.
Doesn't like the jacket.
I look... Lady Sugar would love me in this.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. But everything's well. Your family are good.
We're
business
all good,
is good,
son. We're all good, son, yeah. Right. And best of luck to you for the
Thank you.
Future, yeah.
Thank you very much. And we will. We'll definitely go out, because I know you joke, but I know you're desperate to fly me and yourself in the posh plane to Monte Carlo for a weekend.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Little plane.
No, I'm not getting in.
I'll fly plane. You around the country.
Mm. I don't want to go in the little plane.
Yeah, you do.
Seriously, I don't. You take me in a nice private jet, I'll buy you a lovely present. You put me in the small aeroplane, I'll leave you a little present,
if you know
what I'm saying.
What we'll do is, I'll park both of them at Stansted, right? And we'll turn up, but I'll tell you, you're going on the big one, and then I'll get the pilots to come out and say, sorry, it's conked out.
Mm.
You'll have to go on the little one, and you've got to be somewhere. You see, you've got to be somewhere, and then you'll have to go, won't you?
Mm.
Are you a safe flyer?
Oh, absolutely. I'm still here.
Never crashed yet, has he?
Still here, aren't I?
Right.
And it's got a parachute.
Oh, I know, but you think that makes it better? Makes it worse.
Let's put it this way. There's better people that have left the BBC that have been on that plane with me, son. Right? Mark Thompson might even come on there for a little fly with me just to celebrate him leaving the BBC.
Oh, well, you could fly me and Mark to our business meetings.
That's
for
right.
our burger restaurant.
Yeah, quite right. Quite right.
The British Burger Company. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. You watch. I mean, the finest burger restaurant in Wakefield. Listen, Lord Sugar, thank you. I wish you nothing but success and happiness. And how lovely to see you almost smiling this morning. Oh, there you go!
Back to the last
screen second. Grab.
And have a lovely day.
All right, mate. Same to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lord Alan Sugar. Thank you very much.